Bruno, especially after the loss to Edmonton, how important was it to get this win, especially with some of those greasy goals that you guys were talking about?
Yeah, it was nice to get rewarded. We've created a lot of opportunities here in the first four games and haven't really reaped the benefits of it. And tonight we got a couple greasy ones, and it was nice to see Phil get on the board with that shot and the power play a little bit. So we did a lot of good things. I really liked our game away from the puck. I thought that was really important tonight. Welcome.
There you go. That was Andrew Brunette post game yesterday, and a little bit of a Predators tidbit, a little bit of an update coming in from Max Herz. Cody Glass was not seen at practice today. Again, he exited the game early last night with a lower body injury, but we'll continue to update everyone with news about Cody Glass as it comes in. But well, well, well.
Mm-hmm.
Look who decided to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Mason joins us now. See, Mace.
You got to be fashionably late. That's what they tell me. So, I mean, I apologize. My parents are coming today. I was cleaning and I had my ringer off and I'm like, oh my God, I checked the phone and I got one from Willie. He goes, Earth to Mace. Oh boy.
You know, that's the excuse I use too, Mace.
Yep.
Same excuse. My parents coming in town. You know, there yep. it is. Yep.
They haven't been here since before COVID, so this is kind of a...
Oh, this is a big deal. Oh, this
yeah.
is a big deal.
They better have a house clean, man.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right,
yep.
Mace, I asked Derek, as a former captain of the Kangaroo Court, you know, from the NFL locker rooms, what would be a proper punishment? This is what he came up with. D-Mace, what do you got?
Okay, this is what I got, C-Mace, for you. Because I enjoy... You know, on Instagram, the bag chucking into the room.
Okay.
I watch it every time y'all post it. I watch it. I think it's on Twitter or X, whatever they call it now. But
yeah.
I watch it every time. So the punishment for you is this, and it's a really good skit too. Everybody throws their bags in, and as you get ready to throw yours in, Hal stops you, closes the door, and walk away. And you have this, and then they put it in slow motion in black and white. You have this look on your face. And you walk away with your bags in your hand. You do not get the bag chuck this game.
I don't get to be part of the group. I get ostracized
exactly.
and called names and excluded. Let's do it.
You've been penalized one chuck. It's a one
it.
Chuck penalty.
Yep. I love the Kangaroo Court, too. That's awesome. I love the I'll accept that.
We're happy to have you on board, C-Mace. Well, one thing that we've been discussing, you know, the past hour is just kind of a state of the Preds through five games. And as we've said, look at that with a disclaimer and with an asterisk of it's a really long season. There's a whole lot of hockey left to be played. But through five games, how have you seen this Andrew Brunette system kind of take place?
Well, honestly, probably quicker than I expected because – in the preseason, at times it looked not really good at all. I thought they looked okay at points in the last couple games, but there was just certain points where it just looked like just discombobulated, and there's hesitation in guys' decision making, which is natural because you look at a guy like Colton Sissons, and I actually talked to him about this because he said in training camp and in the preseason he's like, am I supposed to leave the zone right now? And he was just fighting all of his defensive instincts because, when you're playing, in a defensive system where the details and there's a lot of structure revolved around, the way that you're set up in zone, the way that you defend, and the way that you plan on attacking offensively together. This is a completely different mindset. So players have to get used to it. It takes a while for it to become second nature. So, for example, in the defensive zone now, I'm sure you guys have noticed, they get possession. There's guys leaving the zone as soon as one of the defensemen or whoever touches the puck, and they're trying to stretch out the defenseman. They're trying to go through the neutral zone, create some more space in the neutral zone so they can come up with speed, and they're just a full attack mode. Instead, before they would wait, Roman would skate it or whoever, they'd come up together and try to get through the neutral zone like that, establish the forecheck, and now it's back and forth. So I think that Seattle game, I think, you look at the schedule that they've had, like I was honestly worried. I was like, Boston's going to be tough. We're going to have trouble with this team. And we went right toe-to-toe with them. A couple penalties. They win a one-goal hockey game. Same with the Rangers. We just got blown out by Edmonton. I thought they played half decent against Edmonton, even though they got pumped 6-1. But, you're sure you guys talked about that. You give that power play some opportunities, a couple bad penalties, it's game over, and that's what happened. But they go into New York last night and they dominated. they outplayed them, they outworked them, they outchanced them. They chased one of the best goaltenders in the league. So I think if you look at the stuff, and I'm sure Willie's talked about this analytically, the eye test, you put it all together, and it's a much more exciting team. But they're creating more offense, and they're not giving up, you know, a ton of chances. They outchanced they smoked the Rangers. That's one of the best. This is a team people are talking about to win the, you know, to be in the mix for competing for the Stanley Cup. So I like it. It's still got a ways to go, obviously. You know, you can always improve and get better and, you know, get a little more connected. But they've got the effort, and I think they're really starting to get the concept of the system. It looks really good.
We're talking with C. Mace, one half of the television broadcast, and the other half is sitting to the right of me, Willie Donick. Now, C. Mace, Yossi said after the game he enjoyed seeing the aggressive nature, or they played aggressive this game. Now, we know with the change in philosophy, they want to be more up-tempo. Is that what you're seeing? And do you think now the older guys now have already bought into it, and now you're starting to see the younger guys buying into it as well? And hopefully over the course of the season, you'll start to see that more and more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you first hear that as a player, especially, I mean, D-Mace, you're an offensive player yourself. You want to get in, you want to score. You want the ball, you want the puck. These guys want to attack. It's a lot more fun when you're playing offense. It's hard defending. It's hard work. It's a commitment to defend, especially, you know, if you're going to be really structured and spend a lot of time in the defensive zone, really tight at the net front, you could spend a lot of time keeping the perimeter. But when you get the puck and attack and you have the freedom, I think it just kind of lifts a huge weight off of, yourself as a player to be able to be creative, to go for it, to say, hey, we want to play an exciting brand, you know, and the older guys, and there's a lot of guys on this team, you know, Ryan O'Reilly, he's put up points, but he's a pretty good two-way defensive natured player. He's played with a lot of structure in some of the teams that he's played with. We talked about Sissons and, you know, Nyquist and all these guys. So it does take a little bit of getting used to. And I think Yossi's adjusting as well. He's still, you know, getting involved and doing it. He doesn't have really much to show for it, but he's having to adjust too, because I think you look back to the last few years, you know, you give him the puck in the defensive zone, he was obviously one of the best in the league at, you know, taking the puck all the way up the ice himself and then entering the offensive zone and try to start, you know, rushes that way. And I think what Andrew Burnett wants a little more of is of him moving the puck up to the forwards and then joining the rush late to be able to create that way, because essentially, you know, the puck moves faster than even Roman Yossi skating. So you get up the ice a lot quicker and you're on the attack sooner. So that'll take some time, I think, too. And he's got to find out the balance of, you know, of him taking the puck and moving it and joining and all those types of things. But I really think if you look at the guys now, they're having fun. They love it. They've got a really good core group of players. And I think it's exciting for, you know, these guys to be able to see what they can do with this, you know, type of system.
Mace, I want to ask you about Philip Forsberg's goal last night on two fronts. Number one, as a goalie, you don't see as many slap shots these days, and he absolutely crushed that puck. I think it was it 97 miles an hour, I think we went back and looked. But why was that? Why do people not shoot the slap shot as much? That's part one.
Well, part one for a goaltender, I could go in net myself right now, and if you could pick anybody in the league from, you know, just inside the blue line, they could take, you know, 10 slap shots on me and they probably wouldn't score, because it's easy to read. There's not a lot of deception. There's no, you know, on a wrist shot or a snapshot, you change the angle, you'll pull the puck in, you'll either open up, you'll get the goalie, we'll have to have a little motion to his right to cover that side where you pull the puck if you're a right-hand shot. And then, you know, you have the ability to really go either short side or far side with the goaltender's momentum moving the opposite way. Whereas a slap shot, it's hard, but it's like, you know, someone pitching you a ball, you know, they can pitch as fast as you want, but you know where it's coming from. If it's a fastball, it's not going to move. It's just coming straight at you. So you put your glove there. So that's essentially why a slap shot isn't used as much, unless you see one-time situations. But when you're talking 97 miles an hour, and you're coming down and you just go all around the middle of the ice, all around that traffic. I mean, Shesterkin barely moved. He went down, obviously, like every goaltender is going to do. He went down, but he didn't move. I watched for the goalie's eyes and head. he didn't even move. So Phillip just, you know, just pure blunt force trauma, just blew it right by Shesterkin. And I think it caught him because, you know, Tennessee, he's not a big slap shot guy. He's a shooter, but he's a snapshot. He's a wrist shot. He's got a really deceptive release. So I think he caught him off guard. And then when you put, you know, that kind of mileage on it, that's and the accuracy, that was pinpoint. Like, that was a perfect shot.
Okay, so we have only about a minute left. My dream, I have a dream, Mace, that you and Skillsy will someday be on the show. I think you guys would fit in well on the Pat McAfee show. I mean, you guys have the style. You can roll with those guys. And I love, and we're watching the show right now. It's at Ohio State, the land of Lindsey Riley, right? The
he's
Buckeye
dressed up
land.
As Lou Holtz.
Yeah, he's got a guy dressed up as Lou Holtz. But this is such a great thing for the game because he is starting to pay attention to the NHL. He's got a little segment on his show. Hockey is awesome. And last night, that was the clip. So Phil is breaking barriers.
He's breaking barriers. But that's, you know, the more exposure to this game, and you talk to a lot of people from here, you know, that have never seen hockey before when the Preds first got here, and now they're, you know, day one season ticket holders. You just need that exposure. And obviously in the South, and there's a lot of sports ahead of hockey. There's no question. The one thing I would love to see hockey, I think, is holding its back. I just don't think there's as many like personalities that are just going to captivate you like they do in football. And, you know, baseball's got a few, but football, mostly basketball, they have the more freedom to just be themselves and be, you know, out there, where I think hockey is behind in that. And I'm not sure if it's the players or the way the league markets the players. But I think that's the next step, because, you know, if you cheer for people too, obviously you love your sport, but if you can find some good polarizing personalities, I think that will help it even more, you know, grow the game, because obviously I'm partial. I love the game of hockey, and it's exciting. And I think more people get exposed to it, and those things kind of help. So hopefully you can get some guys to come out of their shell a little bit.
Hey, I mean, Phil Forsberg and his bestie pop, George Kittle.
There we
go. Together.
That's a
like
segment
that.
Of the McAfee show.
Yeah.
That's a good bromance.
Phil Flohn with the mustache and his buddy Kittle. Next, that would be a great segment.
We'll have our people right call there. Their people.
Yeah, absolutely.
That might be even better than Hal and Mace. But maybe not, though. Hal and Mace can bring it. The bag chucker thing and the McAfee show, that's a go. That's a go.
Kittle's hilarious. That guy, that's a personality. That's a guy that gets out there, and, you know, he needs to bring that out of Phil. Phil's got a great personality, too. But I think hockey players are a little tentative to show it on camera and interviews and stuff like that. So we'll have to work on it.
See, Mace, you're the best. Appreciate you for joining us. Enjoy the game on Saturday.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Mace. Chris Mason, he is the absolute best, even if he's late. But I want to transition to a little bit
he's
of
been
tight.
Penalized one chuck.
Yep.
Yep, by D-Mace. One chuck down.
The second offense, three chucks.
Oh, three chucks. The hat trick.
We up the ante.
Yeah, that's a lot of chucks.
That's a lot of
exactly.
chucking.
Might have to get the bellhop instead of chucking the bag.
You got to pay the bellhop. That's all you got to do. Yep.
Willie's going to have to take over chucking duties.
Oh, boy.
I want to transition to a little bit of Titans coming up next. A little bit of a Titans report card, because as the Titans have a lot of really difficult decision-making to do, I think that everyone is subject to evaluation. Anyone can be thrown under the microscope. We've thrown Mike Vrabel under the microscope, but one aspect of Mike Vrabel's evaluations isn't just the guys that he brings in to play on the field, but the coaches that he brings in on his staff. We've already had one person have a spicy take about a Titans coordinator, and we'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, we are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.